This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There aren't many shows around today that you can look at and then immediately say to yourself, damn, this is unique. That is, however, the case with Severance. The show artfully, dramatically, and slowly asks us to ponder questions of identity, control, depression, frustration, and love. In this new section on my podcast channel, one of my uncles joins me to talk about TV shows. I am yet to meet someone other than Unc who watches more TV shows than Murderbot. And before I forget, the show Murderbot watches is called The Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon. In this episode that we've recorded, we couldn't remember. Unc therefore qualifies by virtue of sheer quantity of consumption. Thanks, Unc. I appreciate our every argument and disagreement. This is Two and a Mic. Rise up and be curious.
Parodied kod joke ma wuoye tu under mic seche tin sud buta wawinjie tu under mic wala wachokre wabed piny bi wawinje erochako moment ndi
tu and a mic
podcast makende.
I'm starting. Alright, I'm joined by Unc, my uncle, to start a line on TV shows, apparently. Unc, how's it going?
Sure. Not bad, Zach. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, man.
Everything good?
Yeah,
good.
I mean, we're used to living in different countries, but now you're in another country because you're currently on holiday in Armenia. How's it going over there?
That's great. Not bad. Hot. And that's it. That's what I can say right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Luckily, right. We got the AC up there and cooling a little bit. But yeah.
Okay.
So, all's good.
All right. The only thing heating up at the moment is the politics. But we're going to stay away from politics for this particular episode.
Absolutely. Yeah? On to more fun things.
Indeed.
Entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically one of the reasons why then doing a TV show with or chat with you, because with Greg we talk about books, and with you it's TV shows, because you are even more of an addict when it comes to TV shows than I am. And
we've
got our own group chat, and whenever somebody comes up with the name of a TV show that they've been watching or they're thinking of watching, you always respond with, yeah, I've seen that, it's all right, yeah, I've seen that, yeah, and so on, because that's just how you are, right?
Yeah, I wish I had more time to watch more, but sadly, the family don't allow it.
Yeah. You're the human version of Murderbot, because Murderbot always wants to watch.
He loved watching that show. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's something moon, but I can't remember it now. Parrot, it's not paradise.
Yeah,
but
anyway, it's not desert. No.
I can't remember. Anyway, yeah. So you're the human version, and obviously with the responsibilities that a family man has, so therefore there are certain limitations.
Sure.
But another reason why I felt it would be extremely entertaining to do this with you is because we so often disagree on things, right?
Absolutely.
And we agree on that.
Absolutely. That's probably the only thing we agree on. But yeah. You know, it's all good fun anyway. Yeah. So, you know, as long as we both know that there is no malice and, you know, it's just a banter, deep down probably be agreeing on a lot of fundamental things. But you know, obviously day to day is
definitely it helps living over 1,000 kilometers away, of course. So
I hear that you started watching Severance. I think that probably we're kind of going to discuss Severance in short. And you started watching this because of your brother's recommendation, right?
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, there are two key components to this. First of all, I didn't have Apple TV Plus, and didn't have it for a long time, actually. In fact, because we've got so many other streaming services, I didn't want to get this until I'd cancelled one of the others. So there are two things which kind of made me feel that, okay, now's the time to switch over. So one of the services that I had, Disney Plus, I cancelled because I thought, okay, I've pretty much watched everything that there is at the moment that I want to watch. There are some cool stuff coming out on Disney Plus, so I thought, let me give it a year, and then maybe by that time all the other stuff has started again, Andor 2 and some of the other stuff. Then I can switch back over.
I mean, you can always pop in and out anyway. I mean, it's on a month to month, so if you feel like you've kind of done with one of them, as far as the thing that you actually want to watch, you can always switch back to the other one.
Yeah, but for some reason, my Disney Plus was always on a yearly basis. So it would get to a point, I don't know why I'd set it up like that. So it basically just renewed every year. So I was like, not screw this, going to cancel this, and then we'll see what happens. There's no stress waiting for that.
Yeah, I go on these things on a monthly basis. And sometimes, you know what, they give you 3 months of subscription free of charge, blah, blah, whatever. You know, so I can always put a credit card behind it and make sure I cancel it before it starts, you know, charging and just leave. It's just in and out. But luckily for me, I was given the Apple TV Plus free because of my bank account. So I'm very happy about that. All right. At least I don't have to pay for one for now anyway.
Lucky you. But the other reason why I wanted to get into or to get Apple TV Plus was because Foundation season 3 was coming out. And so I'm a big fan of that show. So in the meantime, however, I was constantly told by man, you got to watch Severance. You got to watch Severance. You got to watch Severance. So Lennon and I, we started watching Severance. And let's talk about Severance, as in let's just jump into it. You've seen it, so do you want to explain more or less? I mean, we're gonna have spoilers.
No spoilers. I'm just gonna say this. I think, as far as I'm concerned, Severance, it's one of the most original concepts and TV shows I've seen for the longest time. I mean, you know, a lot of things are done to death. A lot of concepts are done to death. You know, they feel like a formula. You know what? Okay, yeah, this works. You know, we got you know, viewers, blah blah blah. Let's turn this into some type of franchise. You know, they start making so many million versions of the same thing. Severance, I think, in the past probably good maybe 10 years, has been one of the most original concepts that I've come across. And I'll say, okay, so it's kind of, I'll say Severance, it's really, really good, except it's probably not for everyone. One of the reasons is it's slow in terms of there is not a real action going in terms of bang, bang, bang. So if you don't want, if you can't give it time to grow on you, then you know what? It's going to be hard to get into. I'll be honest.
That's a fair point because.
Yeah.
There were like, I can't remember, season one, I think between episode 3 and episode 6, I kind of felt I was trapped in Groundhog Day. And Arms kept on saying, "Nah, man, you've got to stick with it.
Yes.
There was enough about the story that that gripped me and that said, you know what, okay, yeah, it's building up, but there's something there that kind of makes you want to keep going back to it. And that's what we found with Severance. And and we've got through both seasons that are out so far. And as you say, it's a very unique show.
It is a very unique show. It's no doubt about it. And as I said, it's not, I don't think it's everyone's cup of tea, if we were going to say that, because it's not like a mass thing. I don't know. It's not like a popular thing. It's also a little bit dark. It's, I don't know. To me, it's, as I say, it's so original. And what really is interesting is, We kind of said, okay, you know, let's look at it from a social aspect and a political aspect and all that. But this encumbers everything, honestly. It's about your life in a way. Sometimes you want to lose. Sometimes you want to say, okay, you know what? I really don't want to be stuck in my day-to-day kind of thing. You want to run away from it, let's say. Or you just... like you want to switch off, you say, okay, you know what, I wish I had a different life in a way. So I mean that kind of a thing is, I think, normal for most people. You know, you want to escape the reality, and I think this show kind of typifies and like brings the, okay, you know what, I wish I could have done that, but hey, you know what, this thing I think it allows you to do that. But also if it's not under your control and someone else is controlling, obviously other things come into it. So, you know, if the person or the corporation who's created this thing starts abusing it, obviously you're going to have issues. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you think. And I think, you know, that's what I found really, really interesting. That it kind of sits with, I think it should sit with most people because at any stage in people's lives, in their day-to-day life, they would like to have an escape if they could. I don't think it's, you know, happy days every day. And then there could be periods in one's life that you really don't want to be a part of. I think this whole thing, you know, this concept, actually, that's probably
part. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I've parted that really. you know, appeals to me. But, you know, that's my two pennies worth.
Your two pennies worth is always full of value. You push it all the way. First of all, I'm going to plug myself a little bit, because in 2017, I finished writing a book, which for me was like a sci-fi thriller. And I included within it this concept of disassociation. And what that essentially was basically some scientist had come up with a way for people to be able to go into work, and they would essentially disassociate themselves from the activities that were required of them while they were at work. So basically what would be like for them was that they would turn up at the entrance, then they would go into their disassociated phase, they would work without knowing what's going on, come out, and so when they were out of work, they'd have no recollection of what had happened during the day. And which is basically what happens with severance.
It's severance. Yeah.
But with severance, there's a different situation, because whereas mine was, these people were basically were operating on autopilot, and there was no other interaction. There was no other significant development from a personality perspective. With severance, it really is, in some ways, severing their lives, because you kind of had a person, let's say me, that I allow myself to be severed. I am then relinquishing myself, the control of my body, to another subconscious component.
Yes.
Who is living a separate life within the company.
Yeah. Basically, in fact, you're splitting yourself into two halves. And one half doesn't know what the other half is doing anyway.
Yeah, and relinquishing control.
Absolutely oblivious. Yeah, absolutely oblivious of, you know. So they can actually, if you could like separate yourself into two lives, which you'd be two people basically, even though you're one, but you're actually two people, and then one doesn't know what the other is doing. So you could be a drunk, whatever, and then be a professor teaching whatever in the other life. And one doesn't even know. It's like a computer having a hard drive split into two. So they don't even, like, there's no interaction between, you know, either hard drive and either person. And it's unbelievable. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that you actually had that concept of this is, you know, the association. I wish you told me about it, you know, before. Oh,
I can send you the book if you want. You can read it. But I mean, the point is, though, it's just this, for me, control is a central theme in society, as well as identity.
Yes.
I find these two issues are particularly important at the moment. People have a problem with identity. I think people have had a problem with identity for the last 30 years. A lot of people don't really know who they are. They don't really know what they associate themselves with, whether that's gender related, sexuality related, whether that's a question of culture. People don't feel like they fit in. Because there is some kind of developing toxic masculinity, a lot of men, they've used whatever things that they can as an excuse to justify their own lack of success or their own incapacities and so on. And so I feel identity plays a particular role there. On the other hand, the other main issue which is touched on is control. A lot of people feel that if they are not in control of what is happening around them, that they are threatened, that they are less than they could be. And this concept of sharing is central to the theme. And we see that played out in society. Whereas in severance, you've kind of got both. You're feeding two identities within the same person. And you are basically saying, I don't even control my own body. And I'm happy for this other subconscious person within me to temporarily take possession of that body.
Yeah. Well, that's how it starts. However, we obviously realize down the road. And I think you would realize it anyway, even if actually you were able to do this, that, look, you know what is not right, because at some stage there are going to be issues, because no matter what. So, and that's why that this story is developing into, you know, an issue where, hang on a second, one life wants to take over the whole thing. It wants to be permanent, and the other one also wants to be permanent. So then obviously conflict starts within that, and I think we kind of see that. And I think even in reality, if you start going into a certain direction, you feel that that's kind of taken over, because that may not actually be your natural state. In reality, I mean, yes, this is obviously fantasy in some ways, but in reality, I think it kind of translates into your own personal life. That, you know, if you were escaping, and then if once you escaped and say, okay, you know what, I like that other side, so that other side kind of wants to take over your real, or whatever you were born as, or whatever you want to call it, whichever way you want to describe it. So I think these are valid points, and I think it really translates into real life. This program, yes, it's a fantasy, but at the same time, you know, the what happens with these characters is actually real. It could be real. I mean, it could happen in real life. And one thing I will say is that it's very engaging, but you really need to concentrate. I don't think you can really binge watch this.
Yeah, that's what you said to me as well. When I was struggling with it, you were like, "Hey, don't binge watch it," because we were trying to go through like two or three episodes a night.
No, this doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. Honestly, this is because I think it's value. I think it's worth. It's worth it. I think it's got substance. It's got something that I think you need to value certain things. You know, it's like a really, really good dish. Let's say really, really good meal. You wanna cherish it. You wanna take your time with it. You wanna enjoy every bite. You know, or a drink or whatever. I mean, something, whatever experience it may be. I mean, you know, I say food and drink because, you know, obviously, you know, I'm really into that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know, I just don't want to go and go to McDonald's and have a burger. Okay, but that's like just whatever, you know. But if I want to value something and I've cooked it and I really want to enjoy it, I want to take every bite to, you know, basically try and, you know, savor it. Mm-hmm. I think this thing is to be savored in a way that you can't really rush it. Because if you rush it, you're going to miss a lot of things. And then it detracts from the actual quality of the production. And I think this thing is really, really well produced. The acting, everything is done very, very deliberately. I've actually kind of done some of the recaps, and because we were going to discuss it, and I was looking, hang on a second, I missed this part. You know, I watched it, but I've missed it. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of, you know, because, yes, I didn't binge watch it because they won't allow me to binge watch it, by the way, because I started watching Severance, in time. So, but because there was like 2-3 before I started watching it, so I ran the first view, binge watch, and actually I was thinking, why are people so raving about this thing? It's not that good. But then when I caught up at, you know, as I think you did as well in some ways, and I said, okay, calm down, watch every episode once a week, just enjoy and don't rush through it, because, and then it started, you know, waking up a lot of things in my mind. Okay, curiosity. I was more curious. I became more and more curious. Oh, what's going to happen? Why did this happen? How is this happening? You know what I mean? Yes, yeah. You do want to see a conclusion in a way, because obviously people are impatient, generally speaking. But then, you know, you have to just calm down and say, look, you know what? People spend a lot of money on this thing. They've put a lot of thought in this thing. You know what? Let's give them some type of a value. Let's give them a little bit of, you know, credit. In a way, I enjoyed the second season more because obviously I started watching it properly, so to speak. And I wouldn't actually mind, because I was reading about certain things in the program itself, which actually I missed. So maybe I will revisit maybe a few of the episodes and see, watching it on a slow mo if it was possible.
My cousins
have just walked in. Your cousins have just walked in. Yeah, so I don't know, Zach. You tell me what.
Well, I mean, I think it's
pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, 2 points to the points that you address. The first one that I find to be quite interesting is the point to say don't binge watch. When I find a TV show that I love, I want to get into it. I don't want to stop. I remember when I first started watching Foundation about 5 years ago, we just fired through the first five episodes. And then I was like, no, 1 minute, I've got to stop this because this is something I want to watch with Lena. And if I go ahead and watch the whole lot of it, then she'll go mad. And then, I didn't get Apple TV for 5 years, and I waited. And it was like, okay, 1 minute, that's just crazy. With this one though, I couldn't binge watch it, as you said. I found it discomforting. There was the storylines just didn't flow one into the other from one episode to the other in a seamless fashion, as in you really have to reflect on the issues. And what I also found in the second season, they added a reflective element to each episode where the main characters kind of analyzed the main topics of the episodes. And I actually found that to be quite useful because it allowed me to digest the issues a bit more easily. Did you find that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Spot on. Absolutely spot on. As I said, that's why I said I enjoyed the second season in a way that, because I don't know, some ways, as I said to you, because I started binge watching the first few, and then when I slowed down, I started saying, okay, you know what? Nah, honestly, as you say, you need time to reflect on these things, because I think a lot of things in this program are done really, really deliberately. They're done on purpose. So, and then you actually need to see the purpose and try and digest a little bit. I'm going to use this word, but I don't want to be, putting the other people down. I say, this is a little bit more cerebral. You really need to think about it. You really need to, you know, break it down and see, okay, you know, what was meant by this scene? Is it like, you know, I'm not saying you have to analyze it to death. But honestly, I think you'd enjoy the reflection within yourself. That's my opinion. I mean, I won't say that. And that's why I said it may not be for everyone. Because, you know, if you say, oh, everybody is raving about it, and then somebody's going to watch it and say, oh, what is this crap? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Are these people having a laugh? You know, or, you know, what is this? You know, why is everybody raving about it? But I think a lot of thought has gone into making this program, in my opinion. And it's got a lot of substance. Again, definitely. In my opinion. But
I mean, so look, a lot of people watch TV shows like these because they want to escape. Yeah. That means they don't really want to think about shit. They just want to watch it and say, okay, cool. So for those kinds of people, you've got Reacher. You've got
it's
some of these.
Exactly. Nice, you know.
You know, you don't have to think about it. You just you stick it up and you I don't know what. And there are loads of this Brooklyn, I don't know, bollocks, blah blah blah, and you can watch that too. Yeah. And if you find it amusing or whatever, cool. But Severance doesn't fit into that particular category.
No, it doesn't.
The second thing that I wanted to come back to about what you were saying was that you went back and watched a few of the episodes. I don't know how long it's going to take them to release season 3. It has been confirmed. It was confirmed on March 21st of this year, apparently, that there would be a third season coming up. In preparation for season three, I'm not sure that I would be able to watch that again. As you say, it was quite dark. There were a lot of themes which I found were pretty heavy going.
It is.
And then there's also the original town, which they focus on in towards the end of season two. It's deliberately very gray. It's depressing. It's a town which has lost a lot of the industry that it used to have. The people there are practically all addicts in one way or another, and it paints a very, very depressing picture. And I'm not sure I could watch that again in preparation for season three. So the fact that you did watch a few episodes, not all, in preparation for this podcast, well, respect, because I don't think I could do that, and I didn't for this podcast, I have to say.
No, I would say, Zach, honestly, I totally agree with what you said, your take on it. The only reason I did it, not just for the podcast, but also I started saying, okay, you know what? Because I've done that initial binge, I actually read about a few of them and said, hang on a second, how the hell did I miss that? Let me go and see what I actually missed.
Do you remember something like you can tell us about? Because
so some scenes when, like, you know, these pictures they have, like the not photos but actual pictures. So they're all themed. There's anger. There's this. There's that. There's like some type of a evil and devil and, you know, angel and so. I was looking. Yeah, there's a picture behind, but I didn't actually focus on, you know, in the background. Also the colors, some of the colors they used, and it all being white, the office, the thing is white. So you think, okay, are they trying to say this place is like sanitized?
Yeah.
And then it's like white and, you know, sanitized.
But it's
then,
like a clean room.
Yeah. So I missed that. And I missed the red, the green, the blue, apparently. You know, there's a red pill and the blue pill they took. So
oh, from the Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
So similar thing to that. And I said, I totally missed that. And also, like, one, there was an episode there, and I just read that, and then I went and watched it. Unbelievable. The snow was in the middle of the car park. The whole car park was clean. So he sat in his car, drove. That meant that white snow part was the severance. The severed part, and on the other side had that there was a red car on one side, there was a blue car on the other side, and he was driving a white car. Do you see what I'm saying? I totally missed it. I didn't realize at the time that everything that's done in this program is actually purposefully done. You know, and One thing that actually everybody's asking or was asking, what's with the goats? You know the goats?
Yeah, of course.
That is rude, the goats. What the hell is that? No, we never understood why. We never got to why it was. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as I said, you know, interesting. I mean, and of course, there are a lot of movies like that. Like The Shining had a lot of these background themes, you know, the Space Odyssey 2001, you know, of that course. Also had a lot of, you know, I mean, you know, it's
3 hours, I'll never get back.
I know, well, hey, you know what, that's interesting, dude. After all, a lot of long time, I watched Godfather, the original Godfather with the kids last
night. Part one, okay.
Yeah. And then the kids were saying, first they asked me, how long is this? And I said, it's long. It's going to be 3 hours. But honestly, and they said, oh, Dad, we start watching this now. It's going to be like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay, well, if you guys don't want to watch it, then, no, let's watch it. And they watched it. Man, they were impressed.
Well, we're talking about Severance, yeah, but we cannot compare The Godfather with 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm sorry. The Godfather, I could watch three times in a row and not feel bored. And 2001 Space Odyssey, I'd fall asleep after the title credits. because, yeah, anyway, let's not talk about that.
It's not for everyone. That's true. Yeah, but anyway. So okay. I think, look, I'm looking forward. And by the way, it could be probably 2-3 years before the third season comes.
It could be.
It took 3 years. The parties was, I didn't realize that. It was 3 years between the first and the second. So that's quite
2022, 2025.
Yeah. So what do you think about, this is actually interesting for me to see your view about it. So, you know, when they kind of, the characters emerge at some stage, you know, when they went to that room and he was able to do over what was known, I think, as overtime. Like, you know, if the outie and the innie,
when they did that switch.
Yes, when they did that switch. So what do you think? What do you think about that? I mean, in terms of, you know, these people actually realizing what is going on outside, you know, all of a sudden they see part of their lives on the other side, what goes on. So
I think that was a really difficult episode for them to create, because I think there are elements of that particular switch storyline where you've basically got an innie appearing in their outie body.
Yes.
And to be honest, they kind of had skills which they should not have had. I'll give you an example. The guy that drove to see his person of interest.
They
tried to cover it a bit. It was a bit tough for him to get the car started, but I mean, okay, he had a map and so on, but I've got access to GPS and so on. I've driven a car for 20 years, even though the last 10 years I've hardly driven, and right now I would feel uncomfortable sitting in a car. This guy had never driven a car. And all of a sudden, he ends up right in front of this person's house. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that possible? Yeah. and then the other person as well turned up at his home.
Yes.
You know?
How'd they find each other, by the way? That was my thing.
There was this box where I don't know how... where he must go into some kind of a trance or whatever, but he's got this box where a lot of information was revealed to him. Where that information came from or at what point, I don't know.
Yes.
Also the guy constantly painting these pictures of a black corridor are quite weird.
How does he know about that? That's the thing. See, that was one of the things that, you know.
That's what I mean. That must have been a really hard episode for them to film, because there are lots of things. I'm sure they have an explanation for them. As you said, it's an extremely well-made show, but it still doesn't sit comfortably with me, the explanations that they gave. Also, one of the characters suddenly turns up and they have to give a speech. And that, I felt, was the most believable of the lot. But I don't think, knowing the character and the temperament of that character, I don't think that character would have been able to hold their temper quite so well as they did before they went out on stage and made the revelation that they made.
Yeah.
In general, it sits a bit uncomfortably with me. But having said that, they tackled it extremely well. And it was important to the story's development that they did so, because they needed the revelation about the romantic interests and storyline to basically be confirmed. And that was one of the ways in which they did that. So
100%. Totally agree.
I mean, I've got a couple more. So two more questions for you from me, and then obviously you can jump in whenever you want if you got a question. Yeah, but basically, what did you think about the acting? Because for me, they had a really, really tough job to do. And I think the acting was phenomenal, I have to say.
Absolutely. I can't agree more. And it's interestingly, because they actually, every single one of them played two parts.
Almost every single one of them.
Yeah. So apart from the ones who were actually didn't have the severed part, the rest were like outstanding. I think though, Melchick, in my opinion,
Tremel Tillman.
I don't know, supervisor or whatever.
He's a deputy manager, and he was his
name.
Yeah,
deputy manager, and the manager were really smooth.
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah. I think they're wow. I mean, scary good. Manager was, I think, especially that lady. I don't know what her name is.
Patricia Arquette, Harmony Coble. Patricia Arquette, we know.
She's gotten old, but she was wow.
She's been a talent for many years. I think it's fair to say.
I actually didn't rate her that much, but having seen this program now, I think she really played it. Really, really well.
She has a talent that hasn't diminished in any way, and really came through. It's really hard, I think, sometimes in the face of some storylines to be able to deliver a performance at times completely deadpan, as in without any kind of emotion, and at other times to basically flip out in an unexpected fashion as well.
Yes.
And Patricia Arquette was. Well,
I know. I mean, the casting, Zach, I'll tell you, casting has been absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't one character in there that you would say, didn't belong. It's just as if, like, wow. I mean, even from the first episode, it's just like, I guess they know what they're doing. That's what I can say. I mean, as Apple does, I would probably say sometimes begrudgingly, because I really don't like the company itself. But I'll tell you what they produce is just outstanding. Yeah. I mean, quality wise, whatever. I mean, every single thing that I've watched on Apple TV has been top notch. Yeah. That's all I can say. I mean, maybe somebody doesn't like the concept and stuff, but I tell you, in terms of production, cinematography, filmography, whatever else you want to put on it, no expense is spared. I'll tell you, that production is like every single one is a multi-million movie by itself. So
I'm a bit gutted that Apple TV didn't do Wheel of Time, because I think that if carried it through.
I was really into it, and I was really, really pissed off and this is the problem with this Amazon and Netflix, and probably Apple will do the same. And they drop shows that I'm saying, okay, it has rating. I mean, why would you drop it?
Yeah.
Why don't you drop something that's successful and then go on, get a new show done. And it's people like us who've invested their time in 2, 3, 4 seasons, all of a sudden end up, holding what? Empty cup. Which is nice.
I'm happy you said an empty cup. But I was surprised that Ben Stiller, Ben Stiller is a guy who Yeah, I've never really hugely rated, but
yeah,
the job that he's done with this production, yes, and obviously not alone, but I kind of get the feeling that he's one of the main guys there.
He is.
Amazing.
Yeah, very much.
Amazing work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that I'm saying, you gotta give credit where it's due. They're really, you know, they really know their stuff. They really are, you know, done a lot of work on it. And yes, you're right. I mean, I really didn't like that sound, but you know what? That is the Zach. That's reality. That's reality nowadays with a lot of homeless people. You know what I mean? A lot of people who've lost their jobs, a lot of towns that have lost their industry. In reality, in America, I mean, there's in US, there's so many towns like this. You know, people are, you know, totally devastated. You know, the corporation has left the place and they've left it high and dry.
And well, I mean, this is one of the issues with Detroit, wasn't it? I mean, that's why, the Rust Belt has been a kind of focal point in recent elections, more or less for that reason. Of course, it's a reality. It's also a reality in some parts of the UK when these were former mining towns, when Thatcher closed down all the mines, a lot of people were not able to really. Rediscover or reinvigorate or try to identify some other kind of vocation. It can be tough.
And to see that actually in that way is depressing. You're absolutely right. And I think yes, severance in total is probably a very depressing program in some ways. As interesting as the concepts are, obviously, they're also depressing.
Yeah. Is that your fridge reversing?
That's my fridge saying something has gone wrong with it.
Okay. All right.
Nah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Well done, Zach. Zach, I don't know. Is there any other points that we need to address?
Yeah. What? So just quickly then, you've kind of said it already because you said it's not for everyone. But if somebody, because it happens a lot to me as well, you sit down with me and you say, okay, have you got a recommendation for me? Or somebody says, I've heard Severance is quite good. Would you recommend it? If you were to have that discussion with somebody, what would you say?
I'll look at their character first, Zach, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'll say this. I'll say you have to persevere with it. At times it can be very hard going, but I think overall it's absolutely two thumbs up, Zach. And I think if you have a little bit of social and political conscience, if you like to put it in that way, I think it's an extraordinary piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
That's my basics say that, you know, yes, for sure I'll recommend it, but you just have to be a little bit patient at times and, you know, persevere with it and then don't binge it. Whatever you do, don't binge it, because these people have spent a lot of time and effort making this thing. And as I said, yes, there are a lot of things you can binge watch, but some things are worth savoring. And I think one of those that you need to be a little bit slow going with it, because it's slow and you binge watch it, enjoy it. You know, that's my penny's worth on that program. But for sure, I would really, really highly recommend it. You know, especially to certain types of people, for sure. It's a must watch.
Cool. Okay. All right. Good. Unc, thank you, man. We no speak worries. A lot. We communicate quite a bit. I'm sure we'll come up with another couple of episodes, a couple of the series.
Don't forget to watch tomorrow's game, bro. No, don't forget to watch tomorrow.
Oh, Fiorentina.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're gonna intersperse some of these sessions with analysis of Man United games. I don't know how that's gonna work really for a podcast, but
oh my god, Well, that's going to be a total disaster.
No. let's focus on the TV shows that we are talking about.
And then maybe
a sprinkling of the pain that it is to follow a football club like Manchester United.
100%.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wish
you
all the best.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Yeah, we'll catch up there for sure.
And a mic.